This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think the Falcons are willing to wait past the draft and even get the pick for next year. Because I think you don't get this far without being willing to go all the way. And speaking of the draft, by the way, Mike, do you think the Falcons' draft plans could have potentially changed by a move that they made a little earlier this afternoon when they picked up Jordan Fuller?
Yeah, we were talking about safety, and certainly, you know, Malachi Starks was on a number of people's lips. The Miami Dolphins seem to be thinking about him if somebody wants to trade up. See, I love the idea of trading down and still finding a way to get, you know, Mike Green if possible. You know, I mean, or you know, take any of your favorite, whoever your favorite Georgia Bulldog defensive lineman is going to be. But we know that there's probably, you know, a chance to move back, pick up some of those picks we don't have, and something we just we never done. It's just something, and it has no bearing on how Terry thinks or operates. As we know, the year that they had the A.J. Terrell pick, there was some talk they were trying to move down. Dimitroff couldn't find a partner at the time. Takes two to tango. But I would imagine that. Have our cake and eat it, too. We've got Leonard Floyd. We have a temporary spackle on our defensive line situation. Upgrade at least one guy. But I still think we go D-tackle or edge rush.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm not sure where, though, because Hair Helmet, as you like to call him, he had his latest mock draft out today. He has both Mykel Williams and Jalen Walker going in the top 10.
Yeah, so we have no shot at Mykel Williams. I knew we had no shot at Walker. That's a given. But can you go get the impact guy? See, this is where it gets tricky. We've joked around about the Georgia Bulldogs and how they've been so good for the Eagles and so good for a lot of other NFL teams.
Yes.
Just never for the Falcons. And then they made the big show of bringing 22. I don't know how 22 people can go to a pro day. I mean, what does a 22nd guy in the deal room do anyway?
He's just making everybody's lunch.
Make sure the coffee is hot.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, you got 22 guys from the Falcons who went to the pro day. You guys saw that. And then, but is this the year that these guys are the good dogs you want to draft? And I know before you guys even get nasty, and you will, on the text line, well, Mike, you, blah, blah. No, I get it. But the window for dog players to be drafted has, you know, been the last 15, 20 years for this organization they missed on. But then, ironically, is this the year you get the edge rusher? Which I think we all agree is priority one. Is Mykel Williams going to be that elite edge rusher? Or is he just going to be, and not just, but will he just be a complete outside linebacker, whatever you want, he can do everything you need, but is he going to be a guy that produces the double-digit sacks?
And now the main question, I think, becomes if a James Pierce Jr. falls, if a Mike Green falls, and you're eyeing them, you say, okay, is this our best opportunity, as you alluded to earlier in the segment, to pick up one of those picks that we lost and move back in the draft? Because I think as long as one of those guys are there, like if Williams and Walker aren't going to be there anyway, and depending on how they grade these guys out, if Mike Green and Shamar Stewart and some of these other guys, James Pierce, are just a notch below them, then trading back to me, Mike, makes a ton of sense.
I will talk to a D. Orlando Ledbetter tomorrow. He's out at
Friday. We'll talk
Friday. I should say. Yeah, I'm always looking ahead to Friday. Thursday, guys, we're going to be at the Hooters on a Cumberland right there on Cobb Parkway.
Hooters.
We'll be watching Georgia and Gonzaga, which tip around 4:30, and then of course Friday we're going to be our usual bi-weekly visit down to Twin Peaks in Buckhead, and we will talk to D. about what he sees. Thanks, Mike, over there at Alabama. They're doing their stuff today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.